Hey there, adventurers. Get those headphones adjusted, immerse yourself in fantasy, and roll the intro. Welcome back to the table, everybody. Today, we are doing a little one-shot. The one-shot we are doing is from the book Ghost of Saltmarsh, and it is The Isle of the Abbey. Ooh, spooky music. Before we get going, I feel like we should just get character introductions out of the way and descriptions. So, who wants to go first?
Well, I'm Balf. I played as Valcon, and I'll be playing Etlash, who is a Wan-T pureblood warlock.
UNT, but
UNT. I don't know. I used to call it Wan-T whenever I use the magic cards.
Wan-T.
UNT.
Wan-T.
I'm a slithery boy.
Oh god.
Slithery boy. What do you look like? Boy.
So I have like my clothing, my leather armor is kind of like dyed a little bit purple, and I have like golden trim on it. He's got like long, dark with like a greenish tint hair.
Cool.
And then his skin's kind of, you know, a little greenish, but he like on the chest, like on the side of his ribs, goes down like with a tan kind of striping look.
Mm-hmm.
You
got any scale, like snake appearance to you?
A little bit on his face.
Okay.
Like on his forehead. Like, and then and like stuff. On his like, yeah, on his forearms, it's more prominent.
Cool. Very good. Very good. Oh, and we are all level 5 today. That's what the adventure calls for. So all right. Next up.
Well, I guess I'll go next. I am, Bearbeast, playing Winthrow in the other campaign. And in here, I am playing a small little goblin called Buck. Buck is a barbarian running around with a sword that is almost bigger than him. Other than that, he is wearing rabbit fur gauntlets and a wolf fur for his loincloth, because he has no armor.
Oh.
And he is crazy.
Very good. Just like all your other characters. Very good. Very good. Last but not least.
Yeah, I'm Witcher. I play as Beldra. She's a hill dwarf and a cleric of the Forge Domain. I thought of her as a tank character, and she's wearing chainmail armor and wields a warhammer and shield that are somewhat imbued with energy of her home forge. Her hair is of a light red color. The right side of her head is shaven, and she's stout and sturdy.
Very good.
At least I hope she'll be.
Right. Well, let's get to it. For the ease of things, we'll just say that you guys have known each other and been adventuring for a little while together.
As usual, yes. Do we start in a tavern where all good adventures start?
Of course.
Yes. Yes, we do. And that tavern is in the small little fishing village of Saltmarsh. Saltmarsh, you guys all came to because you, from the town over, on a notice board, saw that there was a request for adventurers. The local Mariners Guild has been putting out notices for adventurers, and it says in the note that they are willing to pay quite a substantial amount of gold, but there's not much detail to the quest itself. which has brought you all here to Saltmarsh. The Mariners Guild is located in the eastern part of the city, number 21 for everybody that's looking at the map. And we do start out in the local tavern. As you guys are all sitting around, we'll say it's in the evening. And you all are having some drinks. Got to town late. It was about a day's travel to get here from where you were at. What would you all like to do? The evening is yours.
Hey, bartender. Another round for my fellows here.
Oh, sure. What would you like to drink there, lass?
Ale for me.
Ale? What about the others?
Ale?
Ale? All right.
Ale as well.
All right. Coming right up. And pours you all a couple ales, sets them down. That'll be 5 silver.
I toss 5 silver to her.
Thank you very much. As you guys take a drink, the local ale here is of a like hazy wheat ale. It's very light, but don't take its lightness for how strong it is. Very nice, smooth going down. It's got I don't know, taste of orange peels and hints of vanilla.
This is the salt marshy flavor I've been hearing about.
Yes it is.
So what do you guys think will this quest involve? There are oddly few, if not no details at all, just the promise of pay.
I'm hitting stuff.
That's always a good idea.
Yes.
Well, my pockets seem to be rather low with gold, so I don't really have too many questions. I think right now I just want to make some money. I need money. My gold is, I spent it on healing potions, so I'm gonna have to replenish my stocks.
Always a good investment, and we always need to repair our gear. You know how it goes, and we've also spent quite some money on just getting here, because this area is supposed to be quite promising with stuff to do and gaining money. So let's hope this will be a good start.
Yes.
You're sure you can? It's good for you to drink alcohol.
Be fine. Yes.
While we're at it, I might as well roll a constitution save, since I'm so small.
Okay. Let's see how drunk little Buck
that
gets.
That is...
Buck,
20.
Not Buck. 20, you're fine.
Yes, Buck.
You might be small, but you can handle your alcohol. For tonight, at least. So... Yes. What are we doing? Sitting around? You guys want to get a room for the night and head to the Miners Guild in the morning? Or head there tonight? Well, this evening. It's not nighttime yet. It's probably like 5 or 6, dinner time.
And we could go there now.
I'm not scared of the dark.
Me
neither.
It's
not dark yet. We have time.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean... I'm still good to go.
You guys have already paid. You finish your ales and you get up and leave. This town of Saltmarsh has one main road, really, that goes through it. And you guys, there are directions of the location of the Mariners Guild. I keep saying Miners Guild. Mariners Guild. It does give you directions in the note. And it also tells you to seek out the Guildmaster Tabeth. That is there. A few moments go by as you're walking through this very fishy, salty smell in the air as this sits right on the coastline. After a few moments go by, you all see a large building with a blue rooftop. And there is a hanging sign that says Mariners Guild. There are a few steps that lead up to like a porch and then double doors that are currently closed. But you can hear noises coming from in, so you know it's, and it, like I said, it's not too late. Probably maybe 5:30 at this point. Would you all like to enter?
Buck, don't you want to go first and introduce us?
Me no go talk! You talk!
I think you're always the best talker of all of us.
No,
entertaining.
I think they'll find you. Nah, they'll find you very charming.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Me knock them!
Buck will go up and knock very loudly on the door.
Okay.
Picture like super fast. Just bop, bop, bop,
yes,
bop,
like...
bop, bop, bop.
As you knock very quickly and fastly. You do hear somebody coming from behind the door, and the door does swing open. You are greeted with a half-elf male. It looks to be kind of early for a elf, or, well, he's half-elf, so. But he says, he's like looking around, looks at you two. Beldra? What? I'm sorry, new names for me.
Beldra.
Beldra,
I picked the simple name this time. I'm not playing an elf.
Okay. he looks at you, Beldra, and Atlast, and then like doesn't see Bug, but sees the hilt of his sword and like looks down. Oh, hello. Are you?
Me Buck.
Can I help you?
Yes. Money.
The shelter's down the street.
Work.
Yes. I'm guessing you, by the looks of you all, are adventurers. Come in.
Yes.
Me Buck.
As he ushers you guys into the Miners Guild, it's just a really big open room.
Mariner's Guild.
God damn it. Mariner's Guild. Thank you, Witcher. Mariner's Guild. It's a large open room. You can see there's a couple hallways that lead off and stairs that lead up. But this seems like a main hall. There's a fireplace towards the back of the room. And the half elf says, why don't you all take a seat and I will go get the guildmaster for you all. I'll be right back. And you see he heads down one of the hallways, a short period of time. You see him come back with the guildmaster, Tabeth. And Tabeth is a human. Middle-aged human, black, dark black hair, shoulder length, looks like a sailor, big armed, big burly chest, kind of just, he looks like he's got that really like, he's got like a permanent tan almost from just being out on the sea for so long. And he's just got really dark skin, dark features about him, and comes up to you all and says, you all must be the adventurers that, I'm guessing you are here about the quests that we've been posting on notice boards.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's true. And very I would well. Pull forth the sheet
okay.
We took from the notice board.
He takes it and looks at it just to make sure you're not some scam artist. And so shall we move this conversation to a more private location? And he like starts to walk away, gesturing you all to follow him. I'm guessing you all do. You all
sure.
Enter into what you would think his studies is. There's a desk with a fairly large chair behind it. There's a large round table with what looks to be sea maps, and a bunch of mapping tools are laid out on the table. And Guildmaster Tabitha closes the door and says to you all that, well, as you probably are all wondering, there's not a lot of information in the actual request itself. And that's because we'd like to keep it as quiet as possible, even though it isn't what I'm requesting of you all isn't isn't a secret necessarily. It's just the outside world could have prying ears that we don't want to drag more attention to our situation that is necessary. About 3 months ago, we have found a island off the coast that would work great for a lighthouse placement for incoming ships. The waters outside of Salt Marsh can get very rough, and there's a lot of jagged rocks that recently trade ships have been having an issue navigating the waters into Salt Marsh, which has been taking a big hit on the economy here. So the job at hand is essentially we want to build a lighthouse on this island, but there was recently, about 3 months ago, a group of evil clerics that kind of took a foothold on this small little island. And they had some sort of a business relationship with a local group of pirates. Well, something happened and there was a conflict between the two. We believe that the pirates weren't necessarily happy with some sort of deal that happened between the two groups, and then they attacked the actual island. It looks like only a few pirates survived and sailed off, and we haven't seen them since. And we haven't seen any movement on the island itself from the evil cleric. So I would assume that the pirates won their battle, but we're not for sure. Now, the biggest problem with this island is there's only one way on it, and that's through a little bit of a sand dune. Not a huge issue, but the issue is when we saw the attack, there is a horde of undead skeletons that lie beneath the sand of the sand dunes itself. We're not sure how many there are or what necessarily triggers it. But all we know is we saw when we were scouting the island and saw the pirates attack that they took a heavy hit from these undead skeletons that crawled up from the sand as they tried to attack from the beach. We're willing to pay up to 2,000 gold pieces and essentially want you to get on the island and make sure it's clear, figure out how to stop the undead skeletons if there is a way, and then report back to us. Payment will be obviously paid on due of proof that the island is safe and clear itself, and we will send a few guild members out to check once we have received word that it is clear.
So these clerics, they are still there?
We're not 100% sure. We would assume they're all dead on the island.
Because of their conflict with the pirates.
Yes, and there was only a few pirates that remained. We did see them come back on the beach, and it seemed like the second time they came on the beach, like back to their rowboat to get to their ship, they weren't attacked by skeletons. So we don't know if they took out all the skeletons when their initial push or not, but only a handful, maybe 5 pirates out of 30 pirates came back. So we would assume the clerics are dead indeed. There is a small abbey as well that the clerics built. So you will have to check that building as well.
Were they from? Is that known?
We aren't sure.
I guess I'll have to look at the abbey.
We just are assuming they're evil because of the undead.
Yeah, there are certain domains that dip into that. True. Yes. And the pirates, were they known? Are there of a certain crew that is known to you, or just some pirates that happened to came by?
Yeah, I believe it was just some pirates, a group of pirates that might have been wanting to settle in on the waters of Salt Marsh and had some sort of deal. We've seen them multiple times. Once we first started scouting out the island and did realize that it was already occupied, obviously we would kind of just patrol the waters and keep an eye on the island And we did start to see these pirates start to show up. Oh, probably once every 10 day or twice sometimes.
But the pirates weren't attacked by the undead.
Not at first, no. It wasn't until they something happened between the group and the pirates made a push to apparently kill all the clerics.
Okay.
So essentially, we want a group of people to get on the island, make sure it's clear of all threats so we can go in and build the lighthouse and put our foothold there for Salt Marsh.
We have question. Right. We have question.
Yes, little goblin.
How do we get to island?
We have a boat. There is a retired member, but a very good sailor that is down at the docks, and his name is Captain Yursa. Yes, Captain Yursa.
Okay, Miko's my skeleton. We can pay it then.
Yes, yes. Smash all bad things on the island, and we will pay you handsomely. Oh, and anything you might find of interest, you may keep as well. We strictly just want to build a lighthouse and potentially maybe a trade port on it. So yeah, anything of interest you find, you're more than happy to keep as well on top of the payment.
Well, that sounds fair.
We can supply you guys with any basic essentials that you might need. If you can think of, the island's pretty desolate. There's not no really trees or anything. There's a little sandy beach at the beginning, and then it turns into kind of just like wheatgrass, and then the abbey as well. And it's not even that big, at least it doesn't look so on the, unless they've made a big lower part under it.
We need fish.
What's that?
Fish. We need fish.
Fish?
Fish.
We can provide you with some fish.
Fish.
I think there's plenty of fish to go around.
I'm good.
I'm ready to go as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Okay. I will send we'll have a guild member take you guys down to the docks. It's just right down the street, and get you onto the right boat, and we'll set out. It's about a 6-hour travel to get to the island. So if you guys want to leave now, you can leave now.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So you guys leave the Mariners Guild, and a guild member, the half elf that greeted you, leads you down the street to the docks. About maybe a 10-minute walk at most. Probably actually not even that, probably like a 5-minute walk. And it leads you to a single sailed sloop that is captained by Captain Yursa. You can see that as you guys approach the dock, the captain is kind of sitting on a chair. So the sloop does have like where the steering wheel is of the ship. It's kind of up some stairs and there's a platform. He's sitting up there, he's smoking a pipe, and the half elf kind of shouts out at him and says, Captain Yursa, we have our adventurers that are ready to leave for the island. He goes, ha ha, perfect. I was getting bored sitting here at the docks. And he stands up with the long pipe still like clutched in his teeth, hanging out of the right side of his mouth. Think of almost a pirate, but like, in like a white longer coat. It's like more kind of
the Gandalf like, pirate.
Yeah, kind of. doesn't look like pirates. Obviously, look a little like tattered and like beaten up. This guy doesn't necessarily look like that. He kind of looks like God. The best way I'm just thinking of the admirals in One Piece. I don't know. That's the only, like what they wear, yes. Like the long white coats and like the gold. Like that's what I'm thinking of him.
Nice.
So I think of whatever you really want, but that's what I'm thinking of. And he looks at you three and says, "Well, are you ready, set, sail, or what are we doing?
We ready to hit.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Let's get going.
Three hop on, and there's two other what look to be like his crew that are on the ship. They take the little board that you all just passed on over from the dock onto the ship, and you guys, they pull up anchor and set sail. Into the night we go. The 6 hours go by without any issue. By the time you get to the island, it is a full moon out, and you have a pretty good line of sight as you've been in the darkness for the last 6 hours. Your eyes have adjusted, but it's not also too dark. With a full moon out and you're out on the sea, you can see a lot. Off in the distance. On the sea, you can see a lot. Let me pull you guys over so you can get a view of the actual island itself. Just a little bit of a drawing. So, as you guys start to approach the island, Captain Eurysa says, "All right, so we have a rowboat for you guys. We only can get in so far because there are rocks that surround the island, except for the beach. Now, I'm guessing you've been informed about the undead."
"Yes, we have been."
Yes.
"Okay. I've been doing some patrolling around the island, and there are some spots that look like if you want to try to bypass the undead skeletons to head straight to the Abbey, it would be dangerous to get your rowboat in past the sharp, jagged rocks, but a decently easy climb up the cliffside. It's about 30 to 45 feet high if you want to try to bypass the undead. The pirates somehow, when they returned to their ship, I don't know if they killed all the undead or if they just know a certain path to take, but it does seem like just stepping on the right spot in the sand will activate undead skeletons."
"Mm-hmm."
"But we're not sure exactly how true that is based on our observation. So the choice of entry is up to you, as you will be, we got a rowboat for you guys to get in." And they bring you in close enough where it's maybe a 20 minute row, you know, at most, to get to the beach. If you guys wanted to try to bypass that and go around, it'd take a little longer, but not too much time.
"I would say, personally, let's take the straight path, warm up the muscles a bit."
"I agree. Little guy wants to smash bones and skeletons."
"Yeah."
You guys crawl into the rowboat, and they lower you down into the water, and you head straight for the beach. About 10 minutes go by, and you come ashore of the beach.
Where on the map is that?
So this little square box, it's... So there is a certain map that zooms in, but I can't show it to you guys because it has shit you can't see. So this part, we'll just have to do by theater of the mind.
That's fine.
So as you guys beach the rowboat, you get on to the first part of the actual area, and you can see that there is... definitely signs of a battle that took place probably about a month ago. There's some few rotting bodies. You do see skeleton bones and broken weapons and stuff scattered throughout the sand ahead of you. What would you like to do to proceed? Would you like to just start walking?
Buck is pulling out his weapon, and if nobody is stopping him, he's literally just starting to walk.
Okay.
Yeah, I would walk
if
along.
If nobody's starting him. They're stopping him.
Take the direct path to where we can see the Abbey.
Okay. Start to walk. You get about 150 feet. So technically each one of these squares, as you can see, is 500 feet. You get about 150 to 200 feet, and there's a large sand dune that you walk up to. You can go left or right around it, or you can climb it. Oh, and I forgot to mention, as you get farther into the sand, it becomes difficult terrain because it's very loose sand.
Well, maybe if we get up on top of the dune, we'd be able to look out and see farther. ahead of us.
I'm with that.
Just, yeah, that sounds good.
Literally straight, moving straight up.
Okay. As you guys get to the top of it, it's a bit of a climb, but no climb checks required. It's just kind of a large sand dune. You are looking out over the rest of the top of the sand dune, and it does look like you still have a bit of a ways to get before you're out of the dunes. And off in the very, very far distance, you can see a small bit of a like rooftop that looks rough, like kind of broken a little bit. You can't see the full abbey just based off the elevation, because the island does kind of go up like at almost at a constant. The first like 2,000 feet of the island is going up a bit, and then it flattens out to the top. So you're still kind of at the bottom.
Well, that's our best shot of direction, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Do you just want to keep kind of go straight down the first dune that you just got to the top of and continue onward?
Great line.
I
would actually like to surf down the sand dune on my shield.
Okay, make an acrobatics check.
I'm not dexterous, but let's see how it goes. Acrobatics, was it?
Yes.
Acrobatics, come on. 10.
10. It's like you get like halfway down the dune and then you put too much weight on the front bit and your shield stops. You don't like fall on your face, but you like stumble off your shield and kind of like have to like, oh, you almost fall, but you don't like fall down the dune. So not too bad.
Awesome.
But nonetheless, you continue onwards. You guys get another 300 feet and then you come up to another set of dunes. These dunes come, there's one on the right and one on the left. They come up kind of in the middle and connect. You could go left around it. Right, there is a lot of sand dunes to your right. That looks like it'd be a heavy climb. But you could go right, or you could climb and continue straight on top of these sand dunes.
I guess wherever, in whatever direction we still presume the abbey to be.
Okay.
We take the straight path to that.
Okay.
Marcus, literally just walking straight.
You guys get over the top of the first dune and then see there's a second dune behind it that's a little larger. You can continue straight. As you do, you get to the top of this dune and you guys have made it almost half, a little bit, actually, no, you're right over halfway out of the dunes without any skeleton presence yet. Do you want to continue straight?
Blackboard!
Yes.
Okay. As you guys are coming down the dune, you start to feel a little vibration under the sand, and then a skeleton hand pops out and grabs your ankle, and everybody roll for initiative. Hold on. Actually, let me get you over to the battle map. Nice. Before you do. Not very accurate, but I did make a little bit of a battle map because not one was provided. So here's just a little sand dune-y battle map. Okay. Combat begins with a skeleton at the top. So, as you guys got to like the bottom of this sand dune, a skeleton hand popped out of the ground and grabbed your ankle. Not gravel or anything, just for flavor. And then 13 skeletons start crawling their way out of the sand. And the first one is going to move up and attack. Attack you, Beldra. Oh, that's gonna be a big miss. Gets a 8 to hit. I'm guessing that misses you and your armor. Okay,
yeah.
That one's a big swing and the miss. Okay. Now it is. Oh, I need to start the combat. It is your turn, Beldra. Your guys are currently surrounded by skeletons.
Yes. So she will pull forth her holy symbol and use her channel divinity to turn undead. And she holds it high, and some flames of the forge come sprawling out of it. And you need to make a lot of saves, since every undead that can see me within 30 feet of me must make a wisdom save.
Okay. We're going around clockwise here. So the one that just attacked you, go here to a wisdom, you said?
Wisdom save, yes.
Wisdom save. Ooh, I love this new.
What, if I may ask, what's their CR?
CR? What do you mean by
combat
that?
Combat rating.
Like, not even a one. Hold on. Let me pop out his... Yeah, quarter, because, one fourth.
Okay, so that means every skeleton that fails is destroyed because of
my turn
undead feature.
Oh my god.
I love clerics.
Okay, so you see the one that just tried to attack, he just crumbles into dust.
Yep, they just are...
you literally picked the
flames
best.
Of the forge.
Oh, God,
take
this
them.
Is gonna be so bad. Okay, the one that is clockwise to you, the one right next to him, wisdom saving coming up. It's gonna fail probably.
DC 14.
11. Nope.
Turns to
blows
ash.
Up too. what is that? There he is, dead. Okay, God, the next one. So two of them have already died. Wisdom save again. Oh, God. Oh, 13, because it's minus one.
So far,
one.
I'm liking the cleric, I must say.
Oh, my God. The next one blows up and just crumbles to dust. The next one. Oh, my God. I'm so glad we have this new little module, because this would be painstakingly hard. That one dies, too. Okay, so that's four down, and we keep going.
Yes, please. It's like everyone.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm not gonna sit in any of these.
This will be my multi kill record.
Oh my god, dude. This is
13 kills in one turn.
No! Six one dies. Oh, I don't think I'm gonna sit with any of these.
At least leave one for Buck.
Nope, 13. That one does. Seven are now down, and it's just a pile of bone dust. Keep going around because they've all surrounded you, and you've got a big radius.
Yes!
Oh, finally one survives.
Wow.
17. Okay, one stays.
But if they are, what was that? If they save a turned creature? No, if they save, nothing happens.
Okay, if nothing happens. Okay, next one that's standing next to the one that just saved, he saves too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, woo! Two of them are still standing out of the six more. Okay, so this one, the next one's up. Natural 20, which brings it to a 19, but he saves. And this one's next. That one saves. Okay, not a total wash, but you did kill more than half of the skeletons. That one saves. And the last one. Okay, the rest of them save. As you kill
like seven, right?
Half of my skeletons. there's six remaining left. All right. Good turn. That was your action. What would you like to do for your bonus action?
Is that an action?
Is it? Oh, God.
Usage is special, it says.
Yeah, so, it's an action.
I would hope
is
so.
It?
Yeah, turning on dead is action.
Oh, yeah, that's an action. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's an action. Do I have something for a bonus action? Surrounded creature of your choice. I will cast... Don't worry. I will cast a Shield of Faith on a Warlock.
What does that do?
It gives him a +2 to AC.
Oh.
Plain and simple.
Look at that.
For as long as I'm concentrating on it.
Okay. So remember that.
And I will move here.
Okay.
And I'll put my holy symbol away as it's kind of like burning red. pot.
Yeah, right?
That's my turn.
Jesus. Killing seven of my skelly boys. That's fine. Next up is a skeleton, though. Which one? That one. The first one that survived your crazy attack. It's going to move up to you, Bug. Oh, I rolled it. I didn't mean to do that twice because they only have one attack.
Miss.
Oh, my God. After using all of its concentration that it had to not die from the disastrous spell that our cleric just shot off, he swings off balance and misses you. That is, I believe that's all it can do. Okay, next one's going to go. And that one is going to attack, is going to step down and attack our cleric, Veldra.
Welcome to try it.
Normal. 15?
That's a miss.
Motherfucker.
It just bounces off the shield.
Yeah, you bring your shield up just in time as the skeleton swings its rusty blade down onto your shield and sparks go flying off it when it hit makes contact. Awesome. Bug. It does yet then.
Bug's gonna hit.
Bug's gonna hit.
Unleash the kobold.
Let's hit the one in front of me.
Okay. Like this one. Roll it up.
And then we do an attack.
Let me check their AC. Okay.
Normal.
Yeah, you hit.
Set at 21.
Yeah.
Steel damage. 6 damage.
6 damage to the one like right in front of you.
This one.
Which one? Sorry. Yep. Yes. Okay. He is. You like take out most of its rib cage.
Let's
as you swing through it.
The attack. Bug is not angry at it yet, so let's do another attack.
Okay.
For my second attack, that's a 9.
To 9 hit. Misses. You swing and the skeleton ducks.
Got it. That is my turn. Yes, that's my turn.
Okay. It's a skeleton's turn. It's going to come in here and attack you, Bug.
Mm-hmm.
Through his friendlies. Melee weapon. He's going to go in for a stab move. Try to pierce you with it.
Miss. 10.
Yeah, he's just trying to... There's a lot of people right there, so he doesn't have the greatest mobility to get you. And you just kind of duck and scurry out of the way like you do. And now it's another skeleton's turn. It can literally... Oh, I can get to you, Beldra, as it kind of goes in for a stab as well with its short sword. Short sword. His short sword was a 17.
Misses.
God damn it. As you are just battle-hardened cleric, you bring up your shield ready as you spot the skeleton coming in for an attack. All right, now it's our warlock's turn. Etlash.
All right, so I would like to swoop and like back away a little bit.
Yep, you can.
I'm just going to go down a little ways away.
I'm not going to give an attack of opportunity because there you have two friendlies like right there, and it's just there's a lot going on. So you're good to move without an attack of opportunity from that skeleton.
This is difficult terrain, though, so I can only go. I only need to go.
Yeah, you only can go half your movement speed.
I just wanted to back up a little bit.
That's fine.
And then I would like... Oh, it's going to be a little overkill, I think. How does this work?
Okay. If it's
half of the creature, like if it's half of the creature, like the, if this creature right here...
If it's yellow, if the square is yellow, it hits. If it's not yellow, it doesn't hit.
Yeah.
So the squares are not yellow.
If you move it, I think... What are you trying to cast right now?
Sleet Storm.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely overkill against these skeletons.
But that's okay. Test it out. Yeah, you're good there. You would hit all of them.
Apart from the last
except
one,
for this one.
Below. Yeah, not down here. That one. All of them except one. So yeah,
yeah.
Roll it up. Your first like spell that you've cast. Ever cast.
And then they need DC. To make... So they will. So when they start their turn in the spell's area, they will have to make a dex saving throw. If they fail, they will fall prone.
Yeah, they have to make that also right away because you're casting it right now. If they like save this first initial one, then they do it again. So let's roll up some dex saves for these boys. These fucking boys.
You said it was a short rest to get my stuff back?
Yep.
That's pretty good. So.
And my short rests are only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Warlocks are pretty good in that.
21 succeeds. Do they take on a save like half damage or anything?
No.
It's not a damage spell. They just got prone.
Okay. So the first one's saying,
You do get all your spells back on the save or a short rest, saves. But there's only so many short rests you can take in a turn in a day.
Yeah. Like obviously, there's
was it like two or something?
I think it's
I can't
two.
Remember.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I think two. It's two or three. Okay, that one failed, which was this one, so he goes prone.
Hey, advantage on him.
He slips. On the sleep. Where's the... They changed their symbols up. Holy shit.
Make there a right click on the... Yeah, assign status.
Yeah, they changed the symbols, though.
And
then
with
the last
an update,
one.
I think.
Yeah, looks good. I like them.
Mm. I wanted the little guy to start hammering down on the ground like a miner onto these skeletons.
And the last one saved. So one of them, the one right in between are Beldra... And Bug slips and is now lying on its back on the ground and is prone.
Because it goes off of my DC,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All righty. All right.
That's
anything
all
else?
That's all I'm doing.
Cool. Very good. Very good. Next up is the skeleton that is right in front of you, Beldra, and it's going to go swing with its sword. My own. 20. Dirty 20.
That hits.
Fuck yeah. Finally. damage. I get this first damage I get to do today. Oh yeah. 7 points of piercing. As you're defending off the one that was just trying to attack you, the one in front of you sees an opening and cuts you across your arm. And it hurts. It hurts real bad, Witcher. Don't you smirk at me like that. All right. It's the last.
I'm sorry to say, but it started its turn inside the sleep film.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
So before you attack.
Let's see here. Dex saving throw. They got plus two to their
that's
dex.
That's a constitution. Wait.
Nope, that's a dex. 15. It's
it. Saved.
Yeah. They got some good dex. Okay. That makes the end of the first round of combat. Back at the top with Beldra. Just got cut across the arm.
And it hurts.
And
so
it hurts.
I might as well try and use the Warhammer.
Yeah,
I will attack the one that's right above of me.
Okay.
The Warhammer. 11.
11 misses. As it parries off your Warhammer.
Spellbook. Minute. Oh, I don't think I have extra attack as a cleric on level 5. As a fighter, I would have, but...
Well, it depends on what domain you take as well.
Yeah, true. No, that's my turn then.
Okay. All righty. It is one of the skeleton's turn.
Saving throw.
Which saving one? Throw. Yes. Thank you for reminding me. Dex saving throw for this one.
Please.
21. Dexterous boys. And now it's going to attack you, Bug, because, you know, he doesn't like you. With a fucking 11. And swing and a miss as you just easily, like, you do a little combat. Roll back and then get back up into position. Okay. Next one.
Dexterous, but some clumsy swings here.
Yeah, right. This one's going to attack you again. The next one.
Prone. It's
prone.
Prone.
Oh, God damn it. Well, he stands up, and that's all of his movement. Bear, I will give you... I will give both of you attacks of opportunity because he's standing up right next to you, both of you. Beldra and Bug.
We both can do it?
Yeah, because he's standing right there.
I'm you not guys hitting.
All right.
11 misses.
I'm busy with my sword.
No.
Yes.
I think that's like a common thing in Pathfinder in the system.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. It just makes sense. Oh my God, why did I just do that?
True.
Fuck. Okay, he gets up. Okay, he is... okay, as you both swing down on him, he somehow blocks both of your attacks and defends himself, and then is going to attack Big. With his short sword.
Miss.
Fucking misses. With an 11. you're already focused on him when you got that attack of opportunity. And so as he swings at you, you're already prepared and use your great sword to just parry it off.
I had to remember I took damage and I'm concentrating on Shield of Faith. I need to make a con save.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everything above a 10 is fine.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
So our Warlock can keep the Shield of Faith.
Nice, nice. Okay, good. I will have to remember that. Okay, Bug, it's your turn.
Time to wail on the same skeleton I hit first time.
Okay.
And Bug is a little bit angry that nothing is dying, so let's do a rage as well.
Okay.
Nothing is dying?
Well, Bug has killed anything yet.
Oh, okay, I see.
So how do I do this? That is there. I'm going to do rage.
Yeah,
talk
that's
about a serious little man complex.
You're right.
There we go. Okay. And I will start hitting the same skeleton.
Okay.
18
hits.
And damage plus my rage. What's my rage damage actually at the moment? That's 2.
I've got a rage.
I think it's 2 on that level.
11 plus.
Yeah, you don't even need to plus. Don't even worry about it.
That's 1.
How do you want to do it? Finish him.
I'm sweeping off its legs. Because it's standing.
You
cut him down to your size.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what you do. And then it falls over and the rest of the bones stop moving. And he's dead.
And then I will hit the one that just stood up. That fell down as well. Hit that one as well. That is 16 to hit.
16 hits.
Let's do the damage, which is 11 plus 2, so 13.
Finish him.
Again, leg sweep. Literally continuing.
Yeah.
Around.
I like that. You're just continuous one long sweep of attack. Just takes
breaking
out 2 of them.
Breaking every knee bone they have.
Instantly. All right. Good. Good attacks. Good attacks. Anything else? You only got movement left.
Is Buck's turn.
Okay.
He's just like, while he's swinging the sword, he's just like, ah!
Just swinging on your heels.
Yes.
Just like...
a greatsword Beyblade.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Technically.
All right, we got 4 skeletons left on the battlefield. And this one is going to step on...
Save and throw.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. No, I don't want advantage. Okay, thank God. 9. Wrong. It falls.
Get
falls.
Down.
Gets back up. Can't move anywhere else. It's going to
attack. Do I get the attack opportunity?
Yes. Yes, you do.
I will do my reaction then. Since it's standing up into my spinning blade.
Actually, you can't. Because you already did that once this turn.
But I did my turn.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So 21
to which hit. Skeleton is it?
Yeah, that hits.
One. This one.
Oh, right. That one, okay.
Yeah.
And
you should be able to.
Is 10 plus, so 12.
12 damage? It's
yes.
Barely standing. It's it's hopping on one leg right now.
Okay.
One leg, one arm. hopping around, and it's gonna attack you. Not that.
I'm not surprised if it hits. I hope because I'm literally just spinning.
Yes, 16.
That's on.
Okay, Nexus. So you'll take half of this. Damage. Normal.
Ow.
So take 1 point of damage.
One damage.
Which makes sense because he's popping around 1 foot.
Remember, it hurts a lot, you know?
Yeah, it hurts.
And I already take half damage of that because I'm also raging. So yeah, definitely
so one. Yeah. Okay, next skeleton. That guy, he needs to make a saving throw. See, I remember. Yep.
Hey. Nice.
He makes it.
Damn it.
Dirty 20. He is going to step down. And I need to delete that other one. So, see him. Steps down and is going to attack Buck. Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, where did my
short sword?
Oh, there we go. My head disappeared. Short sword.
Yeah, sometimes you need to refresh it a bit.
Yeah.
Or if you press like escape,
yep,
then it turns off.
That's what I did. 18 hits. All right.
Yep.
So you'll take half of this because you're raging. Oh, that's not what I want to do. Damage.
One. By the way, there is two other goblins next to me.
Six, so Spectral. Four.
Three. Yes, there's two other
Spectral
goblins.
Oh, yeah. What am I talking about? I know math. I know math.
I know math.
And that's the skeleton's turn. All right. Atlas. This is your turn.
Well, I would like to Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast!
The skeleton
up
directly in front of me.
Okay.
By bug.
All right. Roll it up. I believe that's
what,
a ranged attack.
Your Sleet Storm is a concentration spell, so just a heads up if you wanted to cast another spell.
Let's see if this
hits.
Okay, that hits.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
And it'll be a second attack because I'm level 5.
Yes.
Yes.
So for the second beam,
that misses.
10. Okay. Damage.
10.
Damn. Nice. So yeah, you lift up your arm and send off this giant Eldritch Blast, and that thing looks really fucked up.
That will be it.
All right. Very good then. Very good then. All right. It is the skeleton's turn. It's gonna, the one in front of you that cut you and made you hurt so bad, Beldra, is going to attack you again. attack. Normal. And that's going to be a 15, which misses, I'm thinking.
That is a miss, yes.
Of course it is, because you are a battle-hardened dwarf. Hill dwarf, again, just ready. You're in combat. You bring up your shield and block off the rusty blade that was coming in for a strike at your face. And that's its turn. Next skeleton's turn. Still four on the playing field. And it's the one that just got Eldritch blasted.
Go right
here. If it can move past me. Because I don't have an opportunity anymore.
That's all right, because it's going to attack you anyways.
Fine. Miss.
Yeah, 14. Miss. Son of a bitch. With a 14, that misses. You're just so short and small, it just swings over your head and doesn't aim correctly, and it's still really fucked up from that Eldritch Blast. Most of its bones are gone.
Oh, God.
And that's the
giant
end of
hole in the
round
cage.
Two, round three, Beldra. Does your turn?
No, I will just I'll just take the dodge action.
Okay. And you prepare yourself.
Yeah, I'll just raise my shield and get into a defensive stance.
Okay.
Prepare to take any strike that comes my way.
Alrighty.
Even harder to hit.
Bug, it's your turn.
Well, I'll hit the one below me that already taking damage.
Okay.
So let's do that first. That's 16 to hit.
Yeah, you can finish it.
Okay, I'll keep my spinning routine.
And you take out its legs.
Gonna hit the one up here now. Next.
Okay.
My second attack.
As you continue your rotation around, this one has seen you do this quite some time, so it jumps over your blade as you come swinging around and you miss. Okay, anything else?
That is my turn. Still screaming.
Okay. Skeleton, this one has to make a dex save because it's still in the sleet storm. Makes it. And now it's going to make its attack against you, Bug. As it swings in with a 21 aim, he cuts you right across your chest, doing half of this, which is 5. So take 3.
3 damage.
And that's its turn?
Yes.
The next one that's standing right next to it is going to attack you. Yeah, again.
They don't like Bucky.
Nope, they don't. They're scared of a little giant, little goblin screaming with a giant sword. With a 9, a little scared of you. Swings with a trembling, bony arm and misses. All right, Etlash, this is your turn.
I am going to... Would I be able to use my crossbow?
Yeah.
Yes.
On that skeleton?
I'm small, so you can shoot over me.
Oh, yeah, I guess. All right. Then I am going to try to shoot it with my crossbow.
Technically, both of us are small.
Yeah, true. Technically, yeah.
You're the highest of us all.
Yeah, it's two really short people in one
tall
person.
So you should be able to shoot over
21?
21 definitely hits, yeah.
Right. 7
nice.
Points
and
piercing.
You were hitting the one in between the two, this guy?
Yep.
Okay. What was it? 7. Nice. The arrow goes through its eye socket and blows out the back of its skeleton head as the arrow hits it, doing a lot of damage. But it's still standing.
That's it.
Okay. Very good. Last person in its turn is the last skelly. Beldra, it's coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
disadvantage,
yeah.
By the way.
Natural 20.
That's a natural
20.
Disadvantage. It hit the,
yes,
it did the dodge
true.
Action.
It's a dodge action I took.
Shit.
And it also needs to do a dex save.
Shit.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, god damn it. Robbing me of my natural 20s. Okay,
down.
It gets back up so you can take your attack of opportunity if you like.
As it
falls down and then starts to get back up right in front of you.
Wow.
Almost you missed.
20 myself.
It rolls out of the way before you can hit it. But now
you can roll again with the disadvantage.
Yeah, I'm rolling again right now. Oh, still, I got 22. Not an
actual
20.
That's a good hit, yeah.
But it's better than a crit.
It's better than a crit.
Yeah, true.
For you. Oh, max damage, though. 8 points of damage as it cuts in an opening in your armor. You feel the blade, and it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts you.
A lot.
Alrighty. It's your turn, Belja.
I have spells, but...
You do.
Oh, concentration.
Yeah... It's almost over. I might want to save some of those.
You need to make a concentration or concentration.
Oh yeah, yeah. Thank you. I forgot about that.
Helping both sides.
Saving throw. Shield of faith stays true. I'll just try and hammer the skeleton above me.
Okay.
See if I can actually hit for once.
Swing your hammer.
That's 21.
Yeah, nice. That hits.
7 bludgeoning damage.
Damn. Take off like the right side of its body with your large hammer as you make contact with its bony body. Still up, but looking awesome. Pretty hurt.
It wasn't life, maybe. And that's my turn.
All righty.
Buck spinning.
Buck, yep, it's your turn.
That one.
Which one? This one?
This one.
This one. Okay.
Yes.
Make your attack.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Oh, I get...
You're probably going to be able to... You're probably
I don't get brutal crits.
Probably gonna.
So yeah. That's 13 plus yeah. the 12.
Yeah, no. So. Finish it. Finish it.
Yep. And the second attack on that one, which is coming.
Only
so
two
I'm spinning around
left.
And then from the top going down to cleave it.
As you do cleave into it. This one's already
it
hurt.
It is
yep.
8 plus, so 10.
Cleave it right in half and it falls to the ground lifelessly.
And
one skelly left.
Buck is an idiot, so he's going to move into the Sleet Storm and make a deck save.
Okay.
Nice.
We're going to stay true to your
Natural 20.
Nice.
Oh, yep. The Beyblade move is real.
He just want to go in there and get the fucking thing. So he's just going to move up to...
it's just making you spin faster.
Yes.
Wow.
You
yes,
just
want to
hit this thing. And,
now he's just a blur
That's my turn.
He's a fucking great sword tornado.
green spin death.
At last. It's your turn.
I am going to just swoop over to the right of Beldra and try and shoot it with my crossbow again. fucking natty one.
Natty one. Yeah, you loaded the bolt wrong, and it gets lodged in the crossbow bolt. And you had to spend the rest of your action to reload it properly.
Well, that's it for me, then.
Okay. Last skeleton is going to swing at
Belgium.
He's just focusing on that dwarf.
21.
That's a hit.
Max damage. 8. Ooh. Another 8.
Ooh.
And then save again.
Yep.
How's she looking?
Yeah, you're
stays.
Good.
How's that dwarf looking?
And that's its turn.
Oh, Dex says.
It's okay. I'm like at half.
Okay.
It saves.
Save. God damn it.
All right, Beldra, it's your turn. Top of round 5.
I know better than to stand in the way of our Kobold Beyblade. And so he'll just hunker down a bit more, get behind their shield, and try and cut its way off so it doesn't get out of the Sleet Storm and use the dodge action.
Okay. Perfect.
And two attacks
and
coming
bug.
Up.
Beyblade.
Saving
Beyblade,
throw, right?
Two attacks coming up.
Beyblade, it's your turn.
Oh, yeah, saving
yeah,
throw
that,
first, actually.
Yeah, you're probably gonna. Oh, yeah. Saving throw.
That's 18, so I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. 20, you're spinning up faster.
Yes. 24 and 10 damage.
10?
Yes, because I
yep.
Rage.
As you do your Beyblade move, the skeleton... just gets chewed up in your tornado of greatswordness. And that's combat.
Okay. And he's still screaming. While spinning. The momentum of the greatsword got him.